Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 13th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by former MDC 99 leader Job Scholar and Jubet Mudzumwe to rejoin the MDCT led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
What I want to believe is that at any given time, at any given opportune time, an individual has got a democratic right to choose. And at one given time, there is absolutely no chance that we can judge those people to say, you chose wrongly. If they are adults, they make adult decisions.
Vasikala havana kana kutumboita havana. Unongori sikala akazvimirira oga nehembe dzake kana kuti nezvipfeko zvake. Vatsaungira ivo havasisina vanhu vaakutiziwa nevatinoti maheavyweight mupati yavo. Saka ava ndivo vanonzi malosers kana kuti vanhu vakaruza.
Vanalele. Lalava vati kunodebe leadership change, vivalalele. Lalava vati kungabe leadership change, vivalalele. Kube neclear message, ngoba kade sesikuzwa ingxabangxoza. Akula message eclear ephumayo from MDCT at the moment. Yebo ukade ukuthi be restrategize, be restructure, bephumela ama messages are clear ungasizo confuse the electorate.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the decision by Job Scholar and Jubet Mudzumwe to rejoin the MDCT led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
Mr. Tsvangirai announced the development at the party's headquarters in a press conference today in Harare.
Mudzumwe and Scholar joined the MDC at a time when the party is torn by factionalism, pitting Mr. Tsvangirai and suspended Deputy Treasurer Elton Mangoma.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. Yebo kambe mfoit.
Wunguka Gibbs nasi tlauti tinge tichi tarisa nezve dano ra torwa na va Job Scholar pamwe na va Jubet Mudzumwe rekuti iwo va kudzokera kubato re MDCT ravaka batsira kuumba muna 1999. Toda kunzwa kuti izvi zvinorevei nekuti pane vamwe vanga vachiti mapato ose anopikisa ngabatane kana achida kuita mushandira pamwe kuti akwanise kunga achinyatso kwikwidza ZANU-PF zvakasimba, asi vamwe vachitiwo the more the merrier, hapana chakaipa kuti mapato ange akawanda. Toda kunzwa kubva kuvateereri kuti vanoti kudii nedano iri.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile kakhulu kuti Job Scholar sebuyele khona ngale ku MTC ikamnomzana ke uTsvangirai. Kodwa baningi bathi ebuyela nje kantula abantu abangaki. Sizwa abantu bekhuluma la isilayi lapha uzasitshela. Kula njalo lo mnumzana uJobet Mudzumwe layo sebuyele futhi njalo. Lokhu kulandela okwacelo sika Tsvangirai ukuthi hayi madoda asebenzele ndawonye. Kodwa sikeze ukuthi iMDC kancube iyangena futhi buyele kumbe lezinye njalo iMDCs njalo lo maduku ukuthi babuyela yini. Asizweni ngoZulu tuthini mfowethu.
And I think we have Mr. Scholar on the line. Mr. Scholar, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, Gibbs, you know, I worked with Scholar for a long time as student leaders leading the Zimbabwe National Students Union.
And
that was back then.
Yeah, and I know that his nickname was Wiwa.
Oh, yes.
Why Wiwa?
After the Nigerian Ken Saro Wiwa, very defiant in his heydays, and I think he still is.
Oh, yeah, and I guess this guy was defiant too, yeah?
Indeed.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Scholar, you have taken this interesting decision to rejoin the MDCT. Why now?
basically for several reasons, mm-hmm. but one and mainly one that you know, this is the biggest gift we can give the people of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
The people of Zimbabwe, for many years, for nearly two decades now,
mm-hmm.
they have always been dismayed mm-hmm. about our various splitted organizations,
mm-hmm.
Whilst our objective to fight for a new democratic dispensation in our country was suffering. So I think we also have to respect President Tsvangirai
mm-hmm.
for the decision he has taken to reach out to those people who have not been in good books with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it has shown that he is a leader interested more in the unity of the people to fight for one common goal, the change that we started in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically when he reached out to the founder members of the party, the first thing in our meeting that he told me is that Job,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. spirit in 1999-2000. That was an extremely touching statement,
mm-hmm.
and the mark of a great statement
mm-hmm.
is seen by his ability to forgive
mm-hmm.
The period when people could not agree to move in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
So specifically, forgiveness is part and parcel
mm-hmm.
of the mark of great leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We have forgiven each other. And we have decided that we have to move together until we have achieved our objectives. We started in 1999. So specifically, those who are worried and those who are talking a lot of crappy, mm-hmm. saying no, why is this color joining the moment? Why is the party scrambling? There is no party that is scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
This is the resurgent of the people's project.
Mm-hmm.
The people's project for us to be able to come together and liberate this country.
Mm-hmm.
Mokhen Tsvangirai has been consistent all along. He is the only leader consistent in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He has been calling for us to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that that is what also the people of Zimbabwe wanted. So for how long are we going to defy the people?
Mm. But
for how long are we not going to accept the call of the people of Zimbabwe that they are tired of this dictatorship? For how long will our egos rule supreme against the general wish of our people of Zimbabwe?
Just 1 second, Mr. Scala. One second.
And said, now is the time for us to be united and deal with this dictatorship once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Just 1 second. I want to pose a question, Mr. Scala. There are some critics who are saying that Mr. Scala is going back to the MDC with only his shirt, you know, and suit, no supporters, nothing. What can you say to those critics?
How has he ever measured my supporters? And that person would not have even got the energy for him to give that comment, yet that he is honest with himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, because such a comment is demeaning. You cannot demean a person who is not a political factor.
Mm-hmm.
They know this is a game changer. It's not like business as usual. We have to come together, deal with this, deal decisively with the current issues that are and problems that are currently confronting our country.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt that there is a strength in unit, and we have responded positively to this call.
So, how many members do you have? How many members do you have?
From 1999, the period we formed this part. Was massive growth and enthusiasm and aura among the population of the people of Zimbabwe.
How many members do you have, Mr. Scott?
We want to restore back the politics of 1999.
How many members do you have?
For change,
my question,
the
please.
The call of change was a challenge to each and every citizen of this country. We have betrayed the people of Zimbabwe for a long time. And I want to apologize to them that our egos ruled the supreme against the wishes of the majority of the people of Zimbabwe. So whoever says that, it is on you and it is on business. But we are now into business of freeing our people from this, the current problems our country is faced with.
Thank you, Mr. Scala. Let's just take one or two callers that are on the line. Gibbs, who do you have?
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke ufuzwayo. Eh baba ufuzwayo utshona njani?
Yeah,
I speak ye kunjani kunaphe kwanda?
Hayi, ngikho kutshela manje.
Ye, akutshela uZulu ufuna ukuthini lamhlanje? Ngodaba lolo.
Yeah. Senza khuluma ngesilungu ngoba uSkhaya khona lapho ngexolisa.
Ye, cha ngesilungu, cha ngesilungu.
My contribution is this is not Uhuru. That Sikala has decided to join Morgan Tsvangirai is not like we have attained the freedom or our destination. We have all where we are against ZANU-PF. That is number one. We have all been united as opposition against ZANU-PF. So that he has moved from there. Still saying we have taken ZANU-PF doesn't change anything.
I think your phone is bumping a little bit. Your phone is bumping a little bit. Can you move just one second? Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just a little bit again. Some
can
few
you
seconds.
Hear me now?
Yes, go ahead. 1 minute hello? Left. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. Yes.
Out. So that's it. I celebrate them because they can say now we are together. Where are we together when the how of it is still different? If we are saying we are going back to 1999, it's really going back to 1999, to the People's Convention, not going back to the 2005, not going back to 2008, and not going back to 2010 when we formed in 1999, and not going back to 2000 at the Congress. We are going back to 1999. In saying what the people wanted, not talking all these other issues.
Yeah, okay. I think we got your point, Mr. Fuzwayo. Thank you very much. I hope he's going to answer those kind of questions that you are raising. Thank you so much.
Regai tiende kunam koma chaos variparu nari magadi im koma chaos.
Aduba magadi o magadi eni.
Mhm. Tiripo taura itinswe.
Isu siri kuti kuya kwa Jobs kara ku MDC kukozanaka chaizvo. Mhm. Zvikatibatsira kuti pati isinde sezvakanga yakaita katika ifoma muna 1999. Mhm. Asi takutaurawo kuti kuya kwa Jobs kara hakufanira kuti kuyo kuzokonzera mamwe ma divisions kana ma factions within the party again. Mhm. Sezvo tikuona pane ma problems yakafanana kuti wana navabiti navamangoma.
Mm-hmm.
As a party, we want to fight so that it suits Democrats. Yakaundwa mm-hmm. Pangwa GNU. We continue. That is what we want. Pakuduka kwaita vaskala na mudzungu na vamudzungu.
I want. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Charles Gibbs.
Yeah, back to you, Mr. Wiwa. Are you still on the line? Are you there, Mr. Scala?
Yes, I'm there.
It's good that you're still there. My question was, now, when you're going back to the MDCT, how many members really do you have in your books? Let's be frank here, Mr. Scala.
No, frankly speaking, mm-hmm. I think you know from the beginning, you've
yes.
been asking me this question all over and all over
yes,
again.
Yes, just finish it off.
In terms of our recruitment, and you have to understand that mm-hmm. we have been running on the basis of selling our membership cards,
yes.
which we're selling for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
And since, yeah, we have been selling our membership cards for a dollar for and we have been able to record about $120,000 that has been helping us to be able to operate from the year 2010 up to present. So specifically, that is the number that is in our database.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And talking about your rejoining of the party, Mr. Scala, is there any position that you have been promised or you are going to contest in the next Congress? What is the arrangement?
Guys, why are we always rushing to position? Things will sort themselves out.
Uh-huh.
There are abundant positions enough for everyone, including you, blessing Zulu in America. There are abundant positions. If the party, if anybody needs positions, they are available. But generally, the issue of positions is not the issue. The issue is about the general trust and the general call the people of Zimbabwe have been giving us all over and all over again. And even here at the studio, several Zimbabweans have been calling me to say, Mr. Skala, my job, why don't we come together as Zimbabweans and fight one common enemy? And this is what we have done.
But
this is a positive response to the call of the people of Zimbabwe, not to individuals. So we have positively responded to the call of the people of Zimbabwe. We have been asking us, and we have been pulling us to say, no, guys, you have to don't lose focus of the main broader national agenda. But we have to deal with the situation currently of dealing against the dictatorship and then move forward.
Mr. Skala, some people also want to know what happened on the way to Damascus. Earlier on, you had announced that you were going to work with the National Constitutional Assembly led by Professor Maduku, and now there's this 360-degree turn. What happened?
No, there is nothing. I think we have been consistently saying that the NCA are our partners, they are our friendly partners. We started working together during the period of the constitutional reform program in this country. And our marriage developed up to friendship, where we say that we have to be allies and alliances in this. And I also think that the NCA is now a political organization. They have their own personal views about the position MDC 99 took. And the position that we took is that we realized that there is more productivity in unity than in disunity. So, we allowed ourselves to make independent political decisions. And like what I said, even when some few minor problems started happening in our alliance partners, we said we don't interfere in what is happening in them because we did not give an underwriting that we must interfere in other people's internal affairs. So specifically, ours was friendly. And still, Professor Maduku remains my friend. And I also think that he will be able to see, like the way I also saw it, that there is strength in unity rather than in disunity.
Thank you so much. And I think we are now being joined by political analyst and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. If you may also speak up. Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, what is your take on this move by Job Skala?
I think earlier on pointed out that there is it's just news out of nothing. You find that from your discussions, you know, a few minutes ago, you asked him a question which he could not answer. You don't join another political party as an individual, but you join it with your entire executive. I think it is important for you and for Zimbabweans who want to know the truth. How many executive members did he, you know, went with to the Harvest House when he joined the political outfit of MDCT? So at the end of the day, like I said earlier on in the afternoon, that this is news that of nothing, and this is not even going to help the population. The people of Zimbabwe are now concerned about the bread and butter issues, and lastly, to consolidate the power they have as the citizens of a country, having their own niche, and to become a force to reckon with within the global politics.
Mr. Skala, you heard what Mr. Chirumanzu has said. Your response? Mr. Skala?
From ZANU-PF, because you have to be absolutely serious. And this Chiruma's person, I don't even know, he's not even known by even a fly in our country, and he would think that he can authoritatively comment about issues in Zimbabwe. Wakubana, be serious. It's just one demented ZANU-PF person who is jealous of the rebuilding and the resurgence of the opposition political movement in this country, and you can expect him to waffle whatever comes out of his mind. But the truth of the matter is that he now knows that it's no longer business as
as usual. Now is the time that he has to be reminded that we are in the process of resurgence, the process of reinvigorating our revolution against his party dictatorship and destruction that has been affecting our country for four decades. So he knows it quite well. So don't be worried about what he's saying. And at the end of the truth shall knock into his head, because we mean serious business. He knows it.
Thank you, Mr. Scala and Mr. Chiruba. It's an interesting discussion that very we have in our hands.
Yes.
We have some callers.
Yes,
would you?
Yes, I've got Mr. Mandla in South Africa. Mr. Mandla, are you on the line? Mr. Mandla, good afternoon. Are you on the line in South Africa?
Yes, fine, and you?
Very fine. How is South Africa?
No, it's quite okay.
So give us your contribution. You are live on air.
Yes. No, I want to appreciate what Joe Pinkala has done in the first place, because what I understand is if you get lost and you happen to be lucky and find the compass, you must not be shy to allow the compass to lead you back. What Mr. Scala has done is exactly what the people of Zimbabwe have been looking up to. For the opposition party to be united as it was formed in 1999 with the purpose of fulfilling the wishes of the people of Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, to people like this other colleague of ZANU-PF, I'm sorry to say he's taking shade in the white elephant that is no of use to the people of Zimbabwe, and he is comfortable of that. Coming up with such things of no assistance to the people of Zimbabwe, let me put it that way. The people like Ojob Skala, they've gone far, they've taken the people of Zimbabwe very far, and they are trying to work for the interest of the people of Zimbabwe, the entire population of Zimbabwe, not for the individual like what ZANU-PF is doing there. I'd also want to say to Ojob Skala, he must be very brave. He has joined the right political party, and he is moving towards the right direction, wherever the people of Zimbabwe have been calling the opposition parties to take them to.
Now, will he bring any change in the opposition party, in the MDCT? Do you see him doing that?
No, that is the problem that people have. You see, they will take all the expectations and they put them on the shoulders of Job Scala. Job Scala is just an electorate like I am, like any Zimbabwean there. So he is there as part of the organizers of the party for the electorate to see where the party is going, who is leading us.
Mm-hmm.
Not an issue of saying Job Scala must shoulder all the pressure and they try to dislodge ZANU-PF alone and they try to do all these other things alone. Everyone is in the soccer field here, as long as you are a Zimbabwean, we are in the soccer field versus with this white elephant which this other man is talking about, as if he's talking of something that has never existed under the sun, something so precious. It is talking about the total failure that someone has shown to the people of Zimbabwe.
Now I'll give you 30 seconds to talk to Mr. Scala. What can you tell him? Talk to him.
Mr. Scala.
Hello?
Thank you so much for finding the direction back up.
Thanks, my brother.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mandla. Have a nice day.
Tinemwe mutereri mkoma fore. Makadiva mkoma fore.
Mujo makasubere studio.
Aiwa isu tirina nitipe ufungwa zenyu.
Andrew Zokfara Chesuni, Tanuratuana Scala.
I want to tell that.
I want to tell you,
Mr. Scala. Ehe. Vaskala vari kuti zvakuitika kunoku it's no longer going to be business as usual.
Rinogoita business as usual ripiko nukuka
vachiri manzo ndoda kuti mudzime radio yamuinayo
panyaya yakangori yaitika muZimbabwe
vachiri manzo
majority yavanhu veZimbabwe vakavhotera ZANU-PF iye zvino they are busy nechino chinonzi zimo asset the ministers the government the MPs the councillors they are busy explaining this to the people kuti imini ndimi varidzive nyika ino siyanai nana Morgan Tsvangirai vari kufonerwa nana Sorozi who are known to be controlling billions of funds in this world siyanai nama British vana Baroness vari kufonera vana vatsvangira kusimusikati kuti please batanai kana ukaona musangano womuAfrica uchipuwa direction navarungu ziva kuti hakuna kwaunoenda MEC yakatanga kufomwa nanavankomo MDP nanavankomo ZAPU ZANU-PF hakuna munhu wekunze kangovapa direction zvokuita these were political organization brewed and formed by Zimbabweans who had an objective to liberate their country full stop chavo vakaenda kunze vachitotsvagara rubatsiro kuti vazvisunungure kwete zvokuti tsvangira kudza kuti iwe ingangobatana naSikala Sikala wacho anouya ari hoga nebhutsu dzake and then vanhu voti ha pati yaSikala ipati ipi ina vanhu vangani kuye executive yacho iri kupi yaSikala ndiko saka akasiyiwa naprofesa Wilson Minuwe wengu izvino profesa Wilson Minuwe vari kutatarika navanhu vavo asika majority inoziva kuti ZANU-PF is the way to go full stop kana kuchine muZimbabwe ari kudiaspora achine dzimwe pfungwa dzokuti varungu kana munhu zvake wekunze is going to influence the political status quo of Zimbabwe kudirima iye zvino vanhu vatema vari kutengesa fodya kumaoption floors indaa mundoona zviri kuitika vanhu ngavasiyane nokurota
vachirumanzu regai titi vasikala vapindewo ipapo tisati taenda kubreki zviya vasikala pindurai tinzwe zviri kutaurwa navachirumanzu
vakomana nyange nemo vakomana munofanira kuva sirias kana muchita maprogiramu akadai hamungatishuwa maprogiramu okuti murume mukuru anovhure redio achikanganisa kuti vasinatso kunzwa zvinoda kucontributa vanhu achida kuteerera nzwi rake kuti ha nhasi ondabudewo pamhepo regai ndizikowo kuti kune munhu anonzi Chirumanzu ende motora munhu iye sirias anofanirwa kunzi adzime redio rake iro pakutanga oteperwa ozonzwa pava paya kuti timutore sirias hakuna nyaya yaanotaura yokuti nyika yemaopposition muZimbabwe ndokuperegwa kweZANU-PF dai ZANU-PF yanga ichidiwa navanhu nyaya dzokuponda vanhu nokuuraya vanhu muZimbabwe dai dzanga dzidzo nyaya dzaishandiswa kuti vaorganize nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika muno munyika tinonatso kuziva kuti kubva pakaimeja MDC kubva muna 1999 kusvika nhasi vanhu vomuZimbabwe vakapondwa zvikuru vachimanikidzwa kuti tivhoterei kana mukasadaro munofa kana riri bato rinodiwa navanhu zvitunha zvingani zvinozikanwa muno muZimbabwe zvakakonzereswa neZANU-PF anotaura zvokuti zvakatwana navajoshua ngomo tinoziva munhu wese muZimbabwe muno anoziziva kuti hakuna rimwe batozve
vasikala tinoda kuti
zavankomo kudarika ZANU-PF
vasikala rambai zvenyu muri parunhare vasikala rambai muri parunhari tichadzoka kwamuri nemumwe muteereri wedu vashongwe navachirumanzu tichadzoka kwamuri for now we just want to say a good night to our radio listeners but as you know by now you can find us on the internet where we are streaming live go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on live talk we are actually streaming live saying good night to our radio listeners this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dubé